This session is about failure to follow through. A common situation that many of us face is starting new projects or activities but not being able to see them through to completion. Yes, let's face it. How many times have we jumped into something new, full of enthusiasm, like when you put on a new pair of running shoes and promise yourself that this year you will actually run 10 miles? And then? The shoes remain half-worn in the closet, and the running plan quietly slips away like a quick New Year's promise. This phenomenon of starting but not finishing isn't just a personal failing or a moment in our lives. It is a broader psychological problem that occurs across different spheres of life. Whether it's careers, relationships, leisure projects, or studies, this pattern has something in common. Not finishing not only drives us to frustration, but also to a decline in confidence. The causes of this problem are varied and interesting, sometimes hidden beneath the surface, and we don't even identify them at first view. But let's break them down one by one. Fear and worries as paralyzing ever-present. One of the most common reasons for not completing tasks is fear. Whether it's the fear of failure, which sounds like a gloomy orchestra in our heads, like, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. Or the paradoxical fear of success. Yes, that exists too. The fear of failure whispers to us that if we complete the task and the result is something different than we imagined, we will have to face criticism, our own disappointment or failure, and so it is easier to put the task on hold or postpone it to the unknown. On the other hand, fear of success can also arise, just like that. Somewhere in the subconscious, we may be worried about what success entails. What if a new responsibility comes along? What if it creates more pressure on me? This internal struggle leads us to stand still rather than take risks. Or the opposite. Have you ever had a situation where you came up with a great idea or project, but your mind came up with a million reasons why it wouldn't work? Crazy, right? What does it mean that our own brains are boycotting us? Is it laziness? Or is it fear? Why is this happening? Lack of motivation, aka who turned down my inner engine. Starting something new is like the first ride on a roller coaster. That moment when you slowly ride up the hill with the expectation that something big and exciting is about to happen. You feel your heart pounding, there's a crunch around you, your hand is gripping the railing tightly, and then it comes. That first steep downhill. All your senses are on high. You could give away 2 shopping malls worth of adrenaline, and you think to yourself, why on earth did I do that? But you know what? It's damn good. And that's exactly how it is with new projects, goals, learning plans, or anything that has the potential to change your life. That first phase, that moment of enthusiasm, energy, and determination is absolutely and simply amazing. You feel that you can do anything and that the world is open to you and only you. But just like on the roller coaster, there comes a point when that crazy adrenaline starts to wear off. Once the initial euphoria wears off, reality sets in. Suddenly you realize that the goal you have fully committed yourself to requires effort. And I don't mean just any effort, but the daily, repeated effort. Yes, the one we often call hard work. Imagine an example. You decide to learn a new language. At the beginning, you are excited. You buy the best textbooks, apps, and dictionaries. The first week, you dive into your studies, telling everyone that you'll be fluent in 3 months, learning words at lightning speed and feeling your colleagues' opinion of you soar. But what happens in the second week, when the application is no longer so cool, the vocabulary doesn't go to your head so quickly, and reality forces you to go back to the same routine? Suddenly, the question comes to mind, is it even worth it? And here we come to the real problem. How do you maintain long-term motivation? If you don't get clear at the beginning why you're doing all this, your pace will probably soon slow you down to the snail on a trip level. Motivation is not those initial fireworks and waves of enthusiasm. Motivation is more like that little, ever-flickering light inside you that you have to protect from being blown out by everyday problems. I would call that little light reason. And by reason, I don't mean something superficial. I want to be rich or I want to lose weight. Sounds nice, but unless there's something deeper behind it, frustration can get you down at the first setback. You need a reason that's as strong as an anchor to keep you going through the toughest times. Imagine your journey to your destination as a boat ride upstream. At the beginning, you have a lot of energy, you paddle confidently, and you say to yourself, "I can do this with my left back." But what happens when you stop? The stream effortlessly carries you back to your original position. All it takes is one day where you say to yourself, "I've paddled enough for today," and the water will take you back to the beginning. That's why it's extremely important not only to start, but also to paddle regularly and consistently. Sure, it may rain occasionally, and you may feel like you'd rather wrap yourself in a warm blanket and play Tetris. But when you're resting, remember that only your long-term paddle will get you to your ultimate goal. Now, let's get back to the question. What to do when the first enthusiasm fades? The key is the right strategy. First, ask yourself the question, what is the reason that I want to achieve this goal? Imagine a specific benefit that will push you forward, not something abstract like a better life, but a concrete outcome. For example, I want to complete this dance course because I want to overcome my fear of performing in front of people. By anchoring your goal in something concrete, you give yourself a strategic point to come back to when the going gets tough. The next step is to create habits. There is no need to have permanent enthusiasm. Routine is much more important. Anyone who has ever played sports will tell you that the greatest results were achieved when it didn't matter how they felt on a given day. They simply went to practice. Routine is more powerful than motivation. If you make your journey to your goal a habit that you perform even when you're not in the mood, you're close to winning. Remember, your personal success is made up of small daily bits of discipline. And finally, give it all the right juice. Reward yourself. Celebrate every big step, every conquest, and every small obstacle. Sure, you don't have to buy a new handbag after every chapter of Spanish you learn, but maybe an afternoon with your favorite book. Why not? Keep your energy up on your journey and remember that even a roller coaster has its flat sections, but it's the dramatic descents and climbs that make it a ride you enjoy. Where does the feeling that it's not enough come from? We see people on social media who look like superheroes. They post all the successful moments, share work achievements, share projects full of creativity, and it can seem to us that their life is a perfectly framed chapter of productivity. But what don't we see? That hour when those same people sat at home wondering if their idea was even worth anything, or how often they too experienced doubt. Social media is like a shop window. We see the carefully orchestrated outcome, but not the mess of production in the back of the warehouse. Let's face it, we're humans. We all, without exception, have moments when we feel like world champions, and then moments when we can't handle our own thoughts. And what's important? The fluctuations are normal. The real problem comes when we buy into the illusion that we are always imperfect, and that everyone else is perfectly in control. It's the trap of modern life, where we are surrounded by more images of perfection than reality. And why don't we often follow through? Because our brains love novelty. Old is boring. It's literally a biological fact. New ideas and new projects give us a rush of dopamine, the chemical that makes us happy and excited. The problem is that when that enthusiasm wanes and real work comes along, that dopamine disappears and we suddenly have to reach for discipline. And guess what? Discipline isn't nearly as sexy as the original idea. So instead, we look for another idea, over and over again. How do we get out of this? The answer isn't exactly simple, but one of the endpoints is understanding that this loop is not your fault. Your brains are simply set up to seek out new and exciting stimuli. What can you do? Start with small steps. One small task, Something you can complete in 10 minutes. Start there. And then praise yourself for the small step you've successfully completed. Gradually, you'll find that you can build the habit of finishing things without having to rely on a rush of enthusiasm. But most important of all, you need to do something where you know why you're doing it. Otherwise, that drive to finish will be very, very hard to find. Imagine that. You don't speak Spanish for a week, and suddenly your textbook starts glaring at you from the corner of the shelf. Mountains of words that should have been learned long ago now seem impossible to overcome. Or think of the exercise mat that's now covered in a thick layer of dust and doesn't even remember what your face looks like anymore. These little delayed tasks subtly draw us into a spiral of doubt. Why did I start this in the first place? What if I just don't have what it takes? Maybe I'm not good enough. But ask yourself some more questions. Why did I want to learn Spanish? Why did I start practicing? Was it my decision or was it Instagram's suggestion? And on it goes. Our mind takes this as an excuse to lower our confidence and begins to etch our motivation as smoothly as acid etches a dirty pipe. Slowly, subtly, but inevitably. And the more we start to question ourselves, the less energy we have to change anything at all. The consequences of not completing projects are much deeper than they first appear. It's not just about leaving an unfinished report on your desk or blowing off another brilliant idea. Every single broken and abandoned task leaves a trail behind. That trace can be subtle, almost invisible, like a crack in the surface of a glacier, or it can be pretty prominent, like a swollen river after the spring thaw. Let's take a closer look at all that can happen when we overlook incompletion. Let's start with what goes on in our head. One of the biggest contributors to feelings of frustration is our lowered confidence. When we let things go, we are indirectly telling our brain that we are not capable enough to follow through. Every unfinished project becomes a tiny scratch on the mirror of our self-worth. First, you say to yourself, "This isn't really that important." But over time, our "this isn't that important" starts to pile up. And suddenly you're standing in front of a mirror that's so scratched you can barely see your own image. Worse, each new task becomes weighed down by the fear that this one will turn out the same way. Unfinished. It's hard to find the motivation to start, let alone continue. And that's not all. Incompletion is often the invisible reason why we miss out on life's opportunities. Imagine the situation. You get an interesting project, you get excited about it, you start, but then something else comes along. More challenging, more fun, or just plain distracting. Suddenly, that original project gets put away in a drawer somewhere or worse, in a forgotten folder on your computer, and in the meantime, someone else takes the chance that could have been yours. Or maybe the project lands on the desk of your boss, who has to think, maybe he's not as capable as I thought. Ouch. What about personal opportunities? How many times have you thought about making your dream come true but never followed through? If you let opportunities slip away, they may not come back, and that's a real shame. And we are not done with negative impacts here either. Did you know that endlessly procrastinating and not getting things done can also have a negative effect on your relationships with others? Sure. Sometimes we feel like unfinished business doesn't belong in our social connections. After all, it's our own business, right? But what if someone was waiting for your task? What if a colleague at work needed you to finish your part of the presentation so they could start theirs on time? Or what if your partner is relying on you to take care of an older child's homework and you just put it off so long that it all gets left to him? Not finishing can erode other people's trust in you. Once you've let someone down a few times, they begin to doubt you. He may not tell you directly, but he'll paint a picture in his head. I can't rely on him. This will stab you in the heart, not just your loved ones, but yourself. In short, the problem of non-completion is not a trivial one. It's like a tapeworm, a small and seemingly invisible problem that gradually wears you down and takes away your energy. And now comes the big question, what to do about it? Acknowledging the problem is the first step. The second is to start planning. And that's what we're going to do now. Let's dive into practical part. It is called plan. In the practical part, I will use questions to guide you to understand why what you want to start is important to you and also why you want to finish it. Write everything down in your journal. If you don't have one, this is the perfect time to pop to the stationery shop for a cool piece. Don't answer questions hastily, but really let it all go through your head. Let's start with the first part. What project do you want to complete? Why is this project important to you? What personal values are associated with this project? What goals are you trying to achieve with this project? What feelings do you experience when you think about not completing the project? What have you learned from previous projects that you have not completed? What did you feel when not completing and abandoning the project? What concerns or fears do you have about completing this project? What would be the ideal outcome of your project? How would you like to feel upon successful completion? How does this project fit into your overall life, personally and professionally? Who in your community can support you in this project? What challenges have you faced in the past, or have you created for yourself? What can help you with completion? What skills or knowledge do you need to complete successfully? How can you overcome the fear of failure? What would give you a sense of accomplishment every step of the way? What keeps you driven during challenging periods? What is your ideal work style? What kind of space suits you? How do you expect to feel once the project is completed? Let's continue with the second part. What specific steps do you need to take to complete the project? How do you break each step down into smaller tasks? What deadlines will you set for each task? How will you track progress on your project? How much time are you able to devote to this project each week? What equipment or tools do you need to work on the project? What obstacles and distractions can you expect to encounter while working, and how will you avoid them? What other commitments do you need to consider when planning the project? How will you find time to reflect on your progress? What kind of reward system will you set up for achieving the target steps? How will you learn new skills needed for the project? Who can give you feedback during the process, and how will you use it? How can you flex your plan if unexpected situations arise? How will you prevent losing your appetite for the project? How will you handle a challenge that doesn't have an immediate solution? What message do you want to send to yourself? What opportunities after the project is completed will give you a positive outlook on the future? Next part is about exercises to develop habits and routines. Creating a visual plan. Draw or create a graphic plan showing the tasks and their timing. Use different colors to separate the different parts of the project and add at least one positive affirmation to motivate you. Start the day with a purpose. At the beginning of each day, write down three specific tasks you want to accomplish. Trust yourself to really focus on these tasks. Ask someone close to you to partner with you in tracking your progress. Time blocks. Create blocks of work. Schedule a specific block of time in your diary where you will devote focused work on your project. Start with at least one block of time per day. Reflective diary. Each evening, sit down for a moment and write down what you accomplished during the day. What tasks did you complete? What did you do well? What did you not do well? What feelings did it evoke in you? Rewards and celebrations. Get rewarded every time you complete a task or reach a milestone. These can be small rewards, such as chocolate, an episode of your favorite TV show, or some other form of relaxation. Move on to positively establishing a sense of accomplishment with constructively mastered steps. Personalization and flexibility. Take time to review your plan regularly. What works? What should you change? This flexibility allows you to adapt to situations that may come your way without losing motivation. Social contact. Join people who have similar goals. You can have regular meetings or daily quick check-in calls to exchange progress and motivation. This is where those social groups of Facebook and Instagram finally come in handy. Meditation or mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practice or meditation into your routine. It will help you maintain calm and focus, and thus better manage stress. You can start with 5 to 10 minutes a day and add more over time. Influence and inspiration. Follow inspiring stories of successful people who have completed their projects. Listen to podcasts, read books, or watch videos to get inspired by new ideas and approaches. Measuring success. Evaluate your progress at the end of each month. What did you accomplish? What new habit did you adopt? What habits would you like to develop further? Evaluate each success and set new goals for the next month. Creating routines and habits to achieve success in projects is a process that takes time, self-reflection, and a clear plan. Through focused questions, you generated awareness of your motivation and reasons for embarking on the project. With the creation of an action plan and the setting of realistic goals, you create a structure to support successful completion. Remember that every step, big or small, is valuable.